Well, a lot of chances out there tonight. Just unfortunately unable to get the one I think you needed.
Tight road game in a lot of ways, but yeah, we like the chances that we've been getting. That's been a theme for a while. Like Mark to get one on the inside of the post one of these days instead of the outside of the post, and we had a few. I mean, certainly we didn't dominate the game. I absolutely didn't feel they did either. We're just tight. But you need on the road, you need one of those to go fairly early for you so you're not chasing the game, which I didn't feel was happening anyway. You know what? It was a hard-fought game. Both teams pretty good in their own end with their sticks and the block shots. We didn't get enough of the puck to the net early, and I don't mean in the game. I mean early on our chances, early in our decisions to get it to the net and passed off probably too much that it then either got knocked down or blocked. But all was not perfect in this world before the game, and all is not lost after it.
It must be nice to have a certain lack of familiarity with the feeling after a regulation loss at least.
Yeah, well, it's been a while, so nobody's in a very good mood back there, which is good. You know, you don't like to get comfortable with that. There's parts of our game that can get better, parts that are real good, and it was a tight game. You know, it's a 1-0 game through the majority of it.
At the end of the day, do you have to give Carey Price some credit?
I play well. You know, he's underrated maybe sometimes in his efficiency in the net. And then the size just taking away enough space for you to miss. So we had like 9 or 11 missed shots for the first two periods. And a lot of that for me was we were trying to just be perfect with the shot, pick it, and put a lot of heat on it. And we were missing the net on some chances that we need to get. We just need them to get to the net. And when you look at the goal they score, they just pucks to the net and scratch and claw for a rebound.
Seems like, well, if there's ever a reason to believe in hockey gods, maybe this was the game.
Did we do something to the gods? Is that what you're saying?
I'm asking you.
I'm pretty good with the hockey gods, I think. I mean, there's a couple other guys I'd like to talk to about it, but.
What advice do you give guys, or do you, like this? I mean, they've had a lot of difficulty scoring and scoring 5-on-5.
So we'll look at it, you know, and make an assessment of, you know, what we think our offensive game is at. So not even so much those chances, whether we got a 2-on-0 and a 1-on-0 and buffed down the side in the first period. More of the structure 5-on-5. How many pucks did we decide not to put at the net and the result of those things? So I've said to you before, we spend more time working on our offense than we do on our defensive game, you know, and we're going to have to continue to do that.
And I know that, I mean, obviously no moral victories and you're not looking for any, but the way that this team, some of the players talked about handling, the way that you handled adversity when you got down 1-0, you've talked about wanting to see how guys do it and sticking with the system. Were you
so
with
the well, you know, sir, it's a loss, right? So you're stinging right now and you're grumpy and you but that's probably the way a loss should look. You know, you're on the road, it's a tight game, you're getting some chances, you stay with it, doesn't go for you, move on to the next town.
Do you think some of those decisions you were talking about, like not taking the chances early to get to
the
net?
I'm talking about putting pucks to the net, not in terms of taking chances or cheating or anything like that. I think we have opportunities, and you go back, we got a lot of block shots coming into this game for, but also against at certain times. And a lot of that for me is just a little bit of hesitation. Just the decision to put the puck at the net so many times has to become before you touch the puck that you know it's going to the net, and then everybody moves faster off that. If I would overpass a little bit in the offensive zone.
But do you think with what you said earlier about Price on the shots when they were missing the net, do you think that had anything to do with it?
I don't know. We saw it in a game against Nashville, our home opener, too. We lost that one 2-0. I think, you know, was Pecorini keeping the guys from shooting the puck, you know, that's always a possibility. We've had a run of pretty good goaltending against us. But, you know, these are things you can work on, and it goes to your team identity, and it goes to the four other guys on the ice having a pretty darn good idea where that puck's going. Now, you're not supposed to shoot every puck. If your guy's in a lane, he can't get it there, you got to move the puck and you got to control it. And we're good at that. At times, we had real good offensive zone control, and we want to continue to do that. But the general theme has to be more pucks to the net earlier in the thought process.
What do you think of what you created? Last one,
guys. Well, we're down two, so I'm taking my goalie fairly early. I mean, you know, what did we hit? One post, two posts, missed an empty net. It's just kind of a general theme that we've been working on.